From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of biologist Kathleen Sace. The next growing season is coming, and with more light, longer days, flowers, and all the glories of summer comes fire season. Winter and early spring are good times to prune shrubs and trees to reduce and remove woody vegetation close to buildings. Take steps now in stages to help improve fire resistance on your property. Think about burning embers blown through the air to land on. Option A, a flammable surface, or option B, a resistant surface. Any landscape can be overwhelmed by fire. Alongside buildings, create a no vegetation zone at least 6 to 10 feet wide with no burnable mulches, wood chips, plants, furniture, or stacked wood there. Surface this zone with gravel, pavers, or concrete. Non-flammable planters are probably okay in this zone. Remove overhanging canopies and tree limbs near buildings. How close is too close? Overhead is definitely too close. 20 feet from the closest branch to your house might be enough distance most of the time. Trees should be limbed so that fires on the ground cannot climb into the tree canopies. These are called ladder fuels, which makes it easy for fires to climb into trees. How far up is enough? 8 feet is a minimum. 12 to 14 feet might be better, or more. To keep canopy fires down, thin trees so their branches do not intermingle. That makes it harder for fires to move from tree to tree. Not impossible, just harder. Grassland fires can be as dangerous as forest fires, so keep that lawn mowed. And if you live along the ocean, mow a buffer in the dune grass, too. 50 feet is not too much of a buffer when wind speed is over 30 miles an hour. Start in late spring and keep it mown through the dry season. Do this all in one season? No, start now and keep planning and adjusting year by year. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.